SRR radio check from Newberry.
QX, didn't get your call sign, sir, but your radio's sounding fine. I mean, you're getting a repeater with no problem.
KD4SRR, this is Robert. I'm down in Newberry right now. I didn't know if it would get in tonight. There was a little noise on some other things. I tried.
You on the Mount Mitchell repeater before?
Well, it was very noisy tonight down here. Sometimes I can get it real good down here. Tonight's not one of the nights. Yes, I remember you now.
Yeah, if I live up at Ware Place off of Highway 25.
Concrete statue place. Yeah, I was through, I come back down through Pelzer from Anderson the other day. I saw the lighthouse and then, what in the world was that that he had up next to the door? I'm trying to think, it was an unusual critter, but now I can't remember it.
Was it that horse or that chicken he had?
It's gone. It must be the horse.
Several times a week, and I just don't ever pay any attention. He's got rid of just about everything.
Makes the 12-foot concrete chickens has probably passed on or found a new hobby.
Surprised they didn't paint one up like the South Carolina Gamecock, but there might have been some copyright issues there. As many as those people pass by here when they play Clemson, and they come right by there by the thousands.
But I guess the price of concrete to make big chicken is too expensive now anyway. By the way, I went down to the dump today and Joanna and the rooster, their little gamecock rooster is still down there. Somebody dumped a poor little old chicken down there and he done found him a place where he's happy. They feed him and he don't bother nobody. He sleeps underneath the recycling shed. Under that cover at night, that's where his roost is.
That's got don't.
He didn't look too good. Somebody will take him home for Thanksgiving, and that'll be the end of him.
Oh, don't get him.
I think he's pretty savvy. He's got one fella. I think he goes up in the guard shack, too. They got a little old kiosk down there with three sides on it, and it's got a rubber, one of them rubber, like what's in a cold storage locker, you know, them flaps and rain flaps or, you know, what I'm talking about. Anyway, they got them over the door. I think he likes to go in there and sit.
Chickens and had a big old rooster, had a big old game rooster. And he moved and left all of them. Well, they come over here and took up with us. And my wife made a pet out of that rooster. She'd feed him ice cream out of a spoon. He'd sit there and eat it out of a spoon, her sitting on the back deck.
I'm not sure law than that, because that ice cream might be cheaper than that chicken feed they're feeding them now. And, of course, them ducks that started off as 5 and now they're 40, because the neighbor's ducks all come down and like their food better.
To the McDonald's in the summertime and get them McFlurries and she'd get those cookies and cream and McFlurries, and when she'd get about done, she'd sit there and feed the rest of it to the rooster. That was the funniest thing I ever seen.
When moved on to rooster heaven.
Yeah, chicken hawk got it.
Chicken hawk, I think, is a little guy, a little one that was always after Foghorn.
I love that cartoon.
Politically incorrect, and that's what made it so great. And some of the stuff that Bugs Bunny got away with, well, Mel Brooks was just, they was out, you know, oh no, they would have a, you know, what kind of fit today if we did that, but it was, every age group could laugh at it.
All thin skinned back in them days, you know, we just thought it was funny. We wasn't out to hurt nobody.
It wasn't none of those things. It wasn't bawdy. It was just good, clean fun. And, you know, I was talking to my brother. He was saying about the guys who were some of the race car drivers way back, old guys. Some of the tricks they played on each other, you'd think they'd be sworn enemies, but ones would just try to outdo the other back then, you know, what kind of prank they could pull. It was not all harmless fun, but, you know, just get you good.
Can you imagine if Dale Earnhardt was still alive today?
My uncle, when he was flagging, he had to put black flag Dale a couple times because Dale had done some things. But that was back when you had Fred Lorenzo and Tiny Lund. And there was a few times he tried some of that stuff back with those guys and Richard's daddy. And they'd have done to him every week what was done to Kale down there at Darlington that one time.
They were saying Rubbin's Racing.
And, but yeah, Dale used to come to Columbia Speedway on, back when NASCAR cared about the little tracks. He'd come every Thursday night. That was a big thing. Well, it was at Columbia Speedway. It was over in Casey. But all of them would show their Tiny Lund, like I said, Fred Lorenzo, Lee Petty, and then Richard won his first race in Columbia when Lee put him in the car.
Well, Robert, I'm going to get off of here, man. I ain't going to try to repeat it. I don't get on this one a whole lot. I just scanning through there and heard you call and nobody answered you, so I go back to you, but enjoyed it, and maybe catch you back up on the Mount Mitchell sometime. They've been something going on with that repeater for several days. I mean, they changed the power supply out on it, and it fixed one of the problems, but I don't know what's causing it just to key up constantly, and it's aggravating. But anyhow, have yourself a good week, brother. We'll catch you a little bit later on. And say 73. KO4JQX. I'll be clear after your final.
As always, don't be a stranger here. We do appreciate it as always. And we think of you when we pass by the lighthouse at 25 and 418, or I guess it's number 8 by that time. Anyway, you have a great rest of your week, too. And I'm going to run in here for a few minutes before the net and throw some weights around at Anytime Fitness and look at the girls. Anyway, this is KD4SRR. We're clear until the net tonight.
Robert, I'll tell you real quick, when you at the lighthouse up there, you're exactly 7/10 of a mile from my house. I'm on the left going towards Pelzer. Soybean fields at?
Porter?
You come across off of 418, come across 25 on 8, the road kind of curves around to the right. The first road to the left is Washington Church, and there's about 25 acres of soybeans there on the left. If you don't look right, don't look left, look dead down the middle of that field. You'll see my house sitting back here in the edge of the woods. It's a Cape Cod. Front porch runs the whole length of the house, and it's got trees all the way around. It's behind a red brick house. Way on that one, too.
Schedule will be back up at Anderson, doctor's appointment, about the 11th of next month. If I don't go up that way sooner, I'll definitely remember that when I head through again. I got another doctor's appointment at 1:30. And that's the shortcut I always take. It don't seem like a shortcut. Everybody says, well, why don't you go to the interstate? It's a shortcut. But by the good ways. And I enjoy the ride a whole lot more, too. Well, anyway, thanks for the reminder on that. So appreciate it. And I'll be clear and get in here and do something here in a minute. Grunt and make noise, if nothing else. I'll let you go, and till then, this is KD4SRR, I'm clear.
KD4SRR, KO4JQX, 73, buddy. Look me up on QRZ. Send me a message, and I'll send you my phone number. And you come up this way, you can give me a buzz if I'm at home, and drop by and shake hands. Till then, 73, buddy. Later.